question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.
大家好，我是 Helen， 欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目。首先要感谢听众和网友的参与，使这一互动栏目越来越好。今天新浪微博一名署名小 Song 还很 young 的网友提出了以下问题，请问 take good care of 可以用什么短语或者用法替代，感觉这个短语都要被用烂了。谢谢小 Song 还很 young， 你这个中英文搭配的名字很有创意，中文的意思就是小 Song 仍然很年轻是吧。你对 take good care of 这个短语已经听厌倦了对吗？那我们就来看一看英语中的道别语还有哪些可以根据不同语境变换使用。第一个可替换短语就是 look after， 意思也是照顾照料。比如你想对一个人说，别担心，你去度假吧，我会照顾 Lucy 你的小宠物狗的。
Don't worry about Lucy, I'll be looking after her while you're on holiday. Don't worry about Lucy, I'll take care of her while you're on holiday.
这里的 look after 和 take care of 所表达的意思是一样的，但是要注意三个小环节，介词搭配不同，不要搞混了。第二，你可以在 take care of 这个短语中加上形容词 good， take good care of 以加强语气，但是 look after 就不行了。第三，最常用的道别语其实就两个词 take care， 只有在加上宾语的时候才需要跟介词 of。 请听以下例句。
Don't worry about Lucy, I'll be looking after her. You take care and have a good trip.
接下来我们看看其他一些常用的告别语，并通过对话来体会他们的用法。请大家设想第一个情景，你的家人或朋友生病了，你去探望，离开的时候你可能会叮嘱他们说，多保重， take good care of yourself。 这种语境下你可以说，外面冷，不要出来啦，多保暖，好好休息。
It's rather cold outside, don't come out.
Thanks for coming.
My pleasure. Rest up and keep warm. I'm sure you'll be all right in a few days.
I will. Drive safely.
这段对话里没有使用 take care of 或 look after， 而是用了 rest up， 好好休息， keep warm， 注意保暖，和 drive safely， 开车注意安全。再听一遍。
It's rather cold outside, don't come out.
Thanks for coming.
My pleasure. Rest up and keep warm. I'm sure you'll be all right in a few days.
I will. Drive safely.
下面请大家设想第二个情景，朋友正在装修新房，每天搞到大半夜，累得腰酸腿疼，连连叫苦。这时你就可以劝劝他说，
Come on, Rome wasn't built in a day. Take it easy.
But my parents are coming soon, and I want them to see the finished house.
That would be nice, but they'd be more worried to see you ill. So don't overdo it.
All right, thanks.
Take it easy 和 don't overdo something也是英语里常常出现的善意劝告，意思是慢慢来，别太累了。罗马不是一天就造成了的，意思是不要想一口吃个大胖子。再听一遍。
Come on, Rome wasn't built in a day. Take it easy.
But my parents are coming soon, and I want them to see the finished house.
That would be nice, but they'd be more worried to see you ill. So don't overdo it.
All right, thanks.
下面设想第三个情景，朋友要去参加巡回演出，行前你祝福他，为他鼓劲儿。
I wish I could come along too, but I'll be with you in spirit.
Thanks. I'm excited, but a bit nervous.
I'm sure you'll do great. Keep me posted, will you?
Yeah, sure.
Break a leg.
以上对话里出现的几个短语是 I wish I could come too. 我希望我也能一起去。I'll be with you in spirit. 我的精神和你同在。I'm sure you'll do great. 你肯定没问题的。Keep me posted. 随时告诉我你的进展情况。Break a leg 是演艺界专用祝福语，意思是祝你好运，表演成功。我们再听一遍。
I wish I could come along too, but I'll be with you in spirit.
Thanks. I am excited, but a bit nervous.
I'm sure you'll do just great. Keep me posted, will you?
Yes, sure.
Break a leg.
好了，希望今天的举例讲解对小宋有帮助。也欢迎更多朋友来信。我们的邮箱是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk。谢谢收听，我是 Helen， 我们下次节目再见。
Question and answer of the week from the BBC.